USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard presence remains high in Washington, D.C. after a riot broke out at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says that there are now more than 850 National Guard members on the grounds in the district.
A lot of questions were asked, a little bit of confusion, but as we worked through it, we ultimately made the determination about a half hour later to mobilize the entire D.C. National Guard.
McCarthy adding that there will be more than 6,000 guardsmen mobilized as we head into the weekend. President Trump making the announcement on Twitter that he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in on January 20th. Some Republicans are asking the president to reconsider his decision. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy not happy with Twitter's decision to ban President Trump permanently from their platform. USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Between the nation's two largest lottery jackpots, there's close to $1 billion up for grabs. Mega Millions top prize was revised upward on Thursday to $510 million due to strong ticket sales. The next drawing is set for Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For Powerball, the jackpot is $470 million, with the next drawing set for Saturday at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The odds of winning either jackpot is tiny. In Mega Millions, a chance of a single ticket matching all six numbers is 1 in 302 million. For Powerball, it's 1 in 292 million. Simon & Schuster has canceled an upcoming book deal with Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, citing what it called his role in what became a deadly insurrection. Hawley responding by saying this is not just a contract dispute, it's a direct assault on the First Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 8 states are now reporting cases of a new coronavirus strain. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has the details.
After first being reported in Colorado in late December, New York, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, and Connecticut are all reporting the different strain. Overseas, countries like Denmark report numerous cases. That is where Hans Kruge of the World Health Organization spoke to the media.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may, over time, replace other circulating lineages as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Epidemiologists report current COVID-19 vaccines are believed to be effective against this variant.
RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel has been re-elected unanimously with no opposition at the RNC meeting in Florida. As far as where the GOP goes from here, former White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah tells Fox News,
"We are the party of economic opportunity. We are a big tent party that believes in a strong national defense. And unfortunately, this tragic day in our country is not representative of the Republican Party as a whole. We've got to come together and take the best of what President Trump offered, many of these America First policies that gave a voice to people who felt voiceless in our country. But we need to rebuild. We need compassion. We also need to not see each other as enemies."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.